One of your goals in day-to-day life is, well, hopefully at least, the maintaining of your reliability and how others can trust you. That goal is made more vital and challenging when people hold certain jobs and positions, obviously. Recent survey revealed, for example, that 77% of people would trust a stranger more than they would trust their own doctor. The presenter of information is one of those people where reputation ranks supreme among expectations and where currently suspended NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams finds himself being challenged due to the way he has lied about some of the events in his past. Here to discuss whether Williams' reputation is a damaged tire that can be fixed and reinflated, or if it's a total blowout that will have to eventually be discarded by NBC, is the chairman and CEO of Patriarch Equity and Reputation Management Consultants, Eric Schiffer. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. You know, Brian really blew it. I mean, he seriously choked on the trust that he had developed with so many people. NBC has made a choice, likely because they found other instances in which he has not told the complete truth. And the question now is, can a guy like this rehab, and can he come back? Can he rebuild his reputation? The answer is yes, he can. It will be an incredibly difficult road. There's a saying, if you're going through hell, keep going.
Yeah.
And that's really where Brian's at. One of the interesting things, I've done probably 50 interviews around the world, TV, radio, et cetera, on the subject, and there's a consistency. I'm curious how you feel. Almost every journalist I've talked to, broadcaster, et cetera, they like him. Yeah. He's a likable guy. How do you feel? Do you like
him? He seems like a likable guy. The mistake he made was he tried to be a celebrity as opposed to a news personality. Big difference.
Yeah, it is a difference. The challenge, though, is that there is a connection between him and that brand. And entertainment and the news, there is now this larger correlation, and it's shown over the last 10 years, where the public's looking for that. They're looking for a combination of trusted information that's brought to them in an emotionally charged and interesting way. And Brian was able to do that. Where he made a mistake is he went too far. He twisted and added to the words and added to the background with things that were nuanced in a way that appeared bigger and certainly were not true. And unfortunately, that's the name of the game in the news business. I mean, they write these stories to make them as interesting as possible. And he took it a step too far. The question remains, will it kill him or won't it? I think that there is a path, though. There's no question.
Well, I want to maybe, you can tell me whether this would be something fair to compare or do a here and now and then, a now and then type of thing. Is there anything that Don Imus did after his Rutgers women's basketball incident that Brian Williams should look at and take from?
You know, it's a good question. I think these are different situations, though, because it's one thing with Imus and that incident, and certainly he was able to come back from it. The difference here is I think there's a lot more lies that haven't been even shared with the public yet. I mean, there's teams that are still going through every transcript he's ever made in any interview outside of the news. And they're even going through his expense accounts now to see if there's been challenges there. They're really looking at everything. And the people that I know on the inside within NBC are saying that he is beside himself. He can't believe this is happening. He's still in shock. I mean, some would even say denial. But what he needs to do here is pretty simple. Time will help. They need to get out every negative that he's ever done so that's leaked and that's the public is aware of it. And then he's going to have to go back when he goes back and do some type of really detailed mea culpa. But it probably should be on another network with someone that is not necessarily even a favorite of his. Maybe someone that has been hypercritical of him even before this situation. Someone on the conservative right, perhaps a Rush Limbaugh or a Hannity, and he's got to take his ego, hang it in the closet, and be as heartfelt and open and real and genuine. Explain why it happened. Explain what he's done to fix it, therapy, et cetera, and how he will become a better journalist because of it, and beg for the mercy of the American public to forgive him and give him another chance. And I think they will. And then you let the ratings show whether or not they will.
With Eric Schiffer, who is the chair and CEO of Patriarch Equity and Reputation Management Consultants, ericschiffer.com on the web, and you were listening to Issues and Ideas. When he comes back, here's the transcript of his message, for lack of a better word, his initial apology or attempt thereof that he said on his last newscast. In the midst of a career spent covering and consuming news, it has become painfully apparent to me that I am presently too much a part of the news due to my actions as managing editor of NBC Nightly News. I've decided to take myself off of my daily broadcast for the next several days now, and of course, you know, it's 6 months, and Lester Holt has kindly agreed to sit in for me to allow us to adequately deal with this issue. Upon my return, I will continue my career-long effort to be worthy of the trust of those who place their trust in us. Now, some say that's a tepid attempt at an apology. If he comes back to say something different, can it be, what's the challenge in making it sound genuine as opposed to something manufactured or that he was coached to say to get that second swing at the pitch?
He's got to be on TV. He needs to be camera right on him. He's got to be off of a set and somewhere Oprah style, one-on-one, where this man shows his Barbara Walters moment. It's got to be that kind of genuineness.
Does he have
Otherwise, I don't think it's going to fly. He's used words like conflated and misremembered.
Yeah.
But the average American doesn't speak like this. it just triggers Clinton-esque spin.
Well, that
won't fly.
Well, that's who first, not the first ever, but the first notable person I can recall ever used the word misremembered. Hillary Clinton said that at some instance in the. Does Williams
have you ever used that word prior to this? Misremembered?
I had to look and see if even that was a recognized word or if that was some. You know,
conflated? Do you use that word, conflated?
Nope, I'm going to remember misremember for the next time I do Scrabble. That might be worth some good points in there.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you're going to be a Scrabble one. Further champion.
But should Williams remove the word if from his vocabulary? Because I can see this coming, that he'll step up to the cameras, microphones, if I offended someone, if I upset someone, if I did something. Just get if out of the equation totally.
Absolutely. I mean, come on. It's further parsing. It's like protect. It presupposes that he didn't with some people. It's too cute. Enough of the cuteness.
Because he did step on some. If you're being tagged with the phrase stolen valor, which by definition is what he did, veterans are equating it with someone who purports to be a veteran of the Vietnam War in the fields, and they were sitting somewhere in South Jersey, for example, and never served over there.
Sure. Yeah, that's what it is. And, or worse, when you say you've seen dead bodies float by in Katrina and making it seem a lot worse than it was. Come on, he needs some help.
Last question, as opposed to, because along with anchoring the Nightly News, he was managing editor, so there's a double level of responsibility and trust there.
Sure.
Would he be best served to earn his bones again, as they say in the mob, and maybe get a platform like expand Dateline NBC and give that to him?
I think they're going to test through this one-on-one before they do anything. They'll get a reaction. They'll probably do some focus groups, and then they'll make a decision. He may come back a special report like you're talking about. I think they may just put him back in and see what happens. My sense is the ratings, if he does it right, should be really good. If nothing else, then the carnival effect of this guy who's been out and everyone tuning in, whether they will hold is a whole other thing. And that'll come down to how well he and how sincerely he's shown that he's taken responsibility, he's tried to get help, he's changed, he's learned from it, he's sincerely remorseful, and he wants to get it right.
And we have to remember part of the equation is the ratings and the advertisers and the revenue, because news is a low-cost, high-profit moneymaker for not just NBC, but for all the networks and all the cable channels. So, again, Americans love to give people second chances, and they root for the people that they like. And we, up until now, Brian Williams' Q factor was a high number. So,
Yeah, and he's likable. I've never seen anyone so like him, especially amongst the media, which is typically pretty skeptical, group, and it's unanimous.
We'll be joined this morning by the chair and CEO of Patriarch Equity and Reputation Management Consultants. On the web, it's ericschiffer.com, as well as reputationmanagementconsultants.com. Eric, thanks for your insight for this morning, and thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I enjoy it. Take care. Bye-bye.